So great to be learning together. Sharei Oraz, Tshuva of the Week. And here's a question that came from Sarah and Ehud Sasson. They had a plumbing issue, not in their home, but just was an extension from the street to their home that they discovered right before Shabbat. And by the time the company came, it was after Shabbat. And before they do the work, the company insisted that the Sasson should sign the payment agreement, and which they couldn't. And they obviously, because that's a nisur d'oraita, that's a Torah level prohibition to do on Shabbat. So the manager sent back, we said, well, you know, instead of signing, what they could do is they could just, you know, make a recording on the smartphone, just make a recording, and that would be in lieu of the signature. So the question is that actually allowed on Shabbat to make a video recording? So, you know, this is a pretty big issue. It would be very helpful to get this done on Shabbat, not be a disaster, you know, but it's a pretty big tzorach, it's a pretty big need. So the question is there any halachic justification for doing this? Well, based on a tshuva from Rav Avadya Yosef, it would seem that really not. And the reason for this is as follows, is that there is the Gemara Masechet Beitzah tells us on Daf Chav Gimel that we're not allowed to be molid. We're not supposed to create something new. And this sounds a little bit vague. It's almost, you know, when one of the Rabbanim called this the 40th of Malachah, you know, the 39 Malachot. As if this is the 40th Malachah. You know, it's like, you can't create something new. So you sort of drop it on to create something dramatically new. And there are three examples of this that appear in Shas. It's like on Yom Tov, where we can transfer, we can't create fire. Because creating a fire is actually creating something new. The Gemara explains, you're creating something new. And the end of the Gemara, fourth parak of Shabbat, the second example is that the Gemara tells you that you're not supposed to be squeezing water out of ice or snow. And why? Rashi explains that you are creating something new. And the one most relevant test is the Gemara in Beitzah, Chav Gimel, tells us that you were not supposed to be putting either on Shabbat or Yom Tov, you're not supposed to be putting perfume or cologne on clothes. That would be considered to be molid reach. You're creating a new scent. You're creating a scented clothes. So three examples of molid. Now, most famously, the Rabbanim, including the Shelet Shivot Beit Yitzchak, the end of the 19th century, apply this to an electric current. If you power an electric appliance, then you are molid zerem chashmali. You're powering up an electric appliance. You're making it function. That's molid. That would be nisur molid. And Rav Avadya Yosef, interestingly, in a tshuva, applies this to the following situation. He was asked whether you can record a shiur Torah on Shabbat or Yom Tov or a chazan. You have a beautiful chazan on Shabbat Yom Tov. Can you record it? And you don't have to do any melacha. Just set everything up, all the recording, everything before Shabbat. So you don't have to do any melacha. You're just speaking. Is that okay? So Rav Avadya Yosef takes this Beit Yitzchak, but Molid Zerem Chashmali, and he applies it here as well. Well, no, they're your molid kol. You're creating a kol. So that would be a problem. And it would seem to be here as well. You're deliberately creating an image of yourself in a video to actually allow yourself to make a video, even though you're not the one doing the malacha. It would be the guy that's doing the malacha. But still, you're creating this video. You're molid kol. You're molid that image of yourself making this recording. So that would seem to be asur midrabanan. So it's not an isur d'oraita. I don't know, maybe if it's for makom choleh, someone's sick, then I could see it. But here it was not makom choleh, and it's still an isur d'rabanan. Even though it's inconvenient, we cannot violate isur d'rabanan, especially regarding to Shabbat. So this would be an extension of the Gemara in Beitzah, it's an extension of the ruling of Rav Avadya Yosef, extension of the ruling of Beit Yitzchak, extension of the Gemara, And Masechta Beitzah cannot be molid kol, and therefore I felt that it was asur to do this. Wishing everybody a great day and a great week.